You're learning through some research that you've done about what people are thinking across government about cloud computing. What is the deal on the private clouds? Why do they hold so much appeal, do you think?
Well, the biggest thing that we found out through a survey that we had recently published, actually this morning, is that the biggest concern, as you would expect, is security. The survey found that close to a third of the respondents within the public sector named security as one of the primary concerns or barriers to going into the cloud. And we feel that private cloud is something that they have a better handle on and can much better control.
Control, in the conversations that I've had with just about everybody on cloud, including when you were in here the last time, control seems to be the number one thing that bothers people, maybe even more than security. Is that a fair observation, do you think?
It definitely is, yeah. The biggest concern, obviously, is giving access to someone that doesn't have access to it, and putting something out in the public cloud raises the risk that that'll happen.
Yeah. Eliminating the data centers that are not necessary, the consolidation plan that Vivek Kundra has put out there, he wants to get rid of 800 of them by 2015. And there was a little bit of rumbling when that first happened, whether that was something that was a reasonable goal. You did some research on that. What did you find out about that?
Yeah, we actually got some very, very positive responses from the community saying that 62% felt that his goal of reducing it by 800 servers by 2015 is achievable. Now, granted, a quarter of those surveyed believe that it was not achievable, but actually came in a lot lower than we thought, and that people are making progress towards consolidating their data centers as we speak.
I think if you told anybody that the odds of something happening were 62 in favor and 25 against, you'd have a pretty safe bet. So that's a pretty wide spread. I recognize that means a quarter of people think it's not going to happen, but that still indicates that a lot of people think that the agencies are on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's definitely the feeling that we got on the data center side. The same can't necessarily be said about cloud computing, though, right? Because the survey actually looked at two different areas, both virtualization and cloud computing. And one of the things we found, too, was that close to two-thirds, 64%, said there's still confusion and uncertainty between the two.
What, did you get a sense of what kind of uncertainty is out there? Because I hear different things from different sources, and it seems like the number that you're telling me sounds accurate, and yet trying to codify that and deal with it seems to be the big challenge.
Right, and what the confusion really is how the two technologies play together, in that virtualization really is just a way of putting more things onto a single server, single set of servers, right, getting bigger boxes,
mm-hmm.
Whereas cloud is much more an amorphous kind of ubiquitous term, and they're synonymous, but they're not necessarily related. You can have cloud without virtualization, and you can obviously do virtualization without having to do any sort of cloud work.
What have the agencies done right as far as educating themselves and educating their teams about all of these things as time has gone on?
Well, what's actually happening is they're looking at cloud computing and virtualization being slowed really by the in-house expertise. I know the government is expecting to do a lot of insourcing, but there really is a lack of in-house expertise, and I know talking to a lot of our partners over in the integrator community, they're gearing up for this. They're preparing, knowing full well that the government's going to need more talent, more skill sets geared for both of these new technical trends.
The sense that you got from the biggest incentive, the reason to get into the cloud business for the agencies, cost savings and better mission support. The cost savings is pretty obvious,
right?
Because you don't spend as much money. That's pretty much the bottom line there. Talk about the concept, though, of better mission support and what cloud computing means to that.
Absolutely, yeah. So the best example I can give you is just the fact that the government's not in a single building. You have people spread out everywhere. You have workers across even a single agency working throughout the country and perhaps the whole world. And in supporting the mission better, it means that cloud computing lets you share resources, share data a lot easier with your coworkers. Good example would be someone like the State Department. There's obviously embassies in every country, and a lot of those workers need to get the same information. They need to collaborate, and cloud computing makes that much easier.
The Quest Software Public Sector Study is called Pulse on Public Sector Virtualization and Cloud Computing Study, and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Anything else about it we should know before we wrap up, Dimitri?
Now, there's some surprising numbers that came out, though, that they said only 7% of the respondents viewed the public cloud as a viable long-term solution. So we're looking at hybrid and most likely private clouds as the way to go within the federal space.